B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
In Northern Lancaster County, regional police say a woman lost more than $10,000 in an online scam where the suspect was posing as the lead singer from a prominent glam metal band.
Oh, no.
Now, they didn't indicate who, but at the end here, I'll give you a little tip as to who it might be per a tweet from the police department. The victim, a Penn Township resident, told police she believed that she was in direct contact with the singer and had transferred the money using a cash exchange app. The police reminded citizens to make certain that they are dealing who they are dealing with when they are making electronic transactions, and they said if there is a doubt, do not do the transfer. The situation is too good to be true. It very likely is a scam. While police did not identify which singer the scammer was impersonating, the final bit of advice in the press release offered a tantalizing hint. They wrote, "Remember, every rose has its thorn." When attempting these high-risk money...
Oh, man! You gotta be kidding!
Brett Michaels.
Yeah!
I know.
So, I thought that was a great one to lead with.
Poor bastard.
A black mamba snake has killed a Zimbabwe man's wife, daughter, and nephew in a single attack.
Oh, my God.
The man, Tapiwa Musiwa, said that he and his family are still coming to terms with the tragedy. The black mamba inhabits a wide range of sub-Saharan Africa and is found in several countries across the continent. The snake has a fearsome reputation, is referred to as the deadliest and fastest snake in Africa. Black mambas are known for their extremely potent neurotoxic venom, and it's capable of causing death within 3 to 16 hours if untreated. So the fatal snake attack happened as they were collecting firewood. His daughter, Naria, was the first to be bitten on her leg. Her mother tried to assist her, at which point she was bitten on the breast. Oh. And the nephew, Tawanda, was bitten on the ankle as he tried to get away. Locals attempted to help the three get access to medication, but it took time as the mountainous terrain made the area hard to reach by car.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Maziwa's wife and daughter died on Friday, and his nephew died a little bit later at the hospital.
So they know they're racing against the clock, and they couldn't do it.
Nope. Now Maziwa is appealing to help and get their bodies transferred to his family's home so they could be laid to rest. In Africa, there's an estimated 435,000 to 580,000 snake bites every year that need treatment. A California woman has been charged with killing a man by ramming her car into him after accusing him of trying to run over a cat in the street. Hannah Starr Esser was charged with murder in the death of Victor Anthony Luis. She was detained on $1 million bail. Esser was driving on Sunday night when she confronted Luis and accused him of trying to run over a cat. She and Luis both got out of the vehicles and got into an argument that Esser recorded. Esser then returned to her car, turned around, drove toward Luis, and hit him. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Luis, a father of five daughters, was expecting his first grandchild this fall, by the way. And a spokesperson from the district attorney's office said it was not immediately clear whether a cat was actually involved or not. The crime is still being investigated.
But
she just flat out ran the dude down.
If he was trying to do that, I can understand her being upset, but that doesn't mean you kill the guy.
Yeah. I don't know if he was doing it or not. So in Colorado, Adam Lamb was riding his motorcycle near Guanella Pass when he struck a moose.
Oh!
He said, between her lower rib cage and her hind legs. Crash happened last Saturday. I ended up ejected from the motorcycle over her. Lamb was sent to the hospital.
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
With injuries from the crash, he said, I was hanging onto the handlebars. I'm pretty sure that's when I broke both my arms.
Jeez!
Folks came to his aid, including a search and rescue team member and...
I felt like something bumped me.
Matt Baggy. He said...
Matt Baggy.
Matt Baggy is the guy's name. He said, we grabbed some jackets, put some blankets for him, and he said his hands were cold, and then grabbed another thing to keep his legs elevated, according to Baggy. Lamb is grateful his own collision happened with decent folks not too far. Said if there weren't people around me, there's no telling how long I would have laid there. The moose did not survive, but was left on the side of the road.
He said, baptize me.
Baggy said at the end, we got about 100 pounds of meat out of her. Colorado Parks and Wildlife reminded drivers in the high country to brace themselves for these types of crashes.
Moose meat?
Yeah. Lamb said that he is expected to be discharged from the hospital this weekend and is looking at a recovery of about 6 to 8 weeks.
You guys remember when I fell and broke my leg on the trail?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That was at Quinella Pass.
Is that what it was? Really?
Yeah, I was climbing Mount Bierstetter.
Did you see a moose?
Did not.
Imagine if you would have gotten run over by a moose right after that.
Wow. Yeah. Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
21 years ago, Jeffrey Dahmer was killed in prison by fellow inmate Christopher Scarver. But Scarver was back in the news last week telling the New York Post a brand new tale of why he beat Dahmer to death in 1994 and for good measure also killed Jesse Anderson, a businessman who stabbed his wife to death and tried to blame it on a young black man.
It's a twofer.
Scarver, in a federal prison in Colorado now, says he had come to hate Dahmer because he taunted other inmates by turning his food into the shapes of severed body parts and then adding ketchup to look like blood.
So he made, like, little corpses out of mashed potatoes.
That's what this guy's saying. So yeah. Dahmer, the cannibal...
I'm going to have to kill you.
...had to die because he played with his food.
Yeah, your cheese corpse, it's going to get you killed.
This guy also, like, I think I read that he, like, is mentally ill.
Oh, yeah. He's out of his mind.
Seems really sharp.
Gerald Boyle, who defended Dahmer at trial, doesn't believe it. Neither does Stephen Cohn, who represented Scarver. He said, it's ridiculous to me. At the time, Scarver never said a word about Dahmer taunting anyone in prison or joking about his crimes, Boyle and Cohn both said. He said he told me that he had a hit list of 5 guys who he did not feel were worthy of the word murder because of who and how they killed.
He spilled out stinky head in his peas.
Boyle came away from the investigation convinced that guards at Columbia Correctional Institution did not intentionally leave Scarver alone with Dahmer and Anderson in an exercise area so that he could kill them. In the Post article, Scarver said the guards helped make it happen, but he refused to elaborate.
I'll tell you what the one takeaway is. That prison's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's a blast.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released more details about a possible neurovirus outbreak that affected Grand Canyon National Park visitors earlier this year. It hit dozens of river rafters, and backcountry campers had reported explosive gastrointestinal illnesses.
Wow.
After a rafting group reported the first case on April 6th. The CD said 11 out of 28 rafters got sick on that trip. Initially, many who got sick reported having neurovirus-like symptoms, with some samples testing positive for the virus. However, as weeks passed, more reports came in.
Boy.
As hiking groups and summer vacationers visited the park. As a result, the CDC launched an investigation with researchers arriving at the park by the end of May.
Let's just leave Bobby and Cindy out there.
Yeah. 3 months later, the CDC released its findings, which indicate that the outbreak could have come from multiple sources. 5 people reported becoming ill before their trips, indicating a potential for multi-source introduction of neurovirus into the park. In addition, investigators into portable toilets from rafting trips revealed that they each tested positive for neurovirus. They had 2 distinct genotypes, different genetic materials, meaning that they came from other places. And park officials reported, listen to this, that the case of gastroenteritis on June, they introduced that on the June 17th. In all, researchers looked into the possibility of 222 people.
222 people.
More than 80% of them being visitors who got sick in those 3 months.
Bobby!
Yep. Neurovirus has similar symptoms to food poisoning, lots of nausea, vomiting, explosive diarrhea, usually in 12 to 24 hours.
Play the Bobby and then the Cindy.
Mm-hmm. Cindy! Bobby!
The virus is highly contagious, but you don't need much of it to become infected. It can live for a long time in a bathroom. It can stay dormant for a while.
That's amazing.
And that's the primary problem with it. A portable toilet tested positive for neurovirus. It's a toilet that multiple river rafting trips use, and then the virus was taken into the river water.
Does it indicate which outfit is a river rafting trip companies it was, by any chance?
Okay. No, there weren't any names in the story. So
you dodged a bullet, Case.
Well, I'm going back.
He's going back. So we'll see how that
Let's
goes.
Just hold it.
Yeah.
All right, so this is from a police blotter in a small town. I don't know where this is, so it's a short story because police blotters just describe the crimes. Officers responded to a 911 call at a residence on September 23rd and learned that a man had called because his sister had taken his clothes out of the washing machine without his permission.
Oh, no!
What a whore.
It was his third load of laundry, and the woman said she took it out because it was taking too long.
Oh.
The man wanted...
I'm gonna kill you.
He wanted to pursue charges against his sister for touching his laundry.
And that's when the whores come in.
But officers advised him that no crime had been committed.
Are you kidding me? This isn't a crime?
They were both told to work the matter out as adults since they were living together in their grandmother's house.
Liar, wow. Whore, liar, whore, and you know it.
Wait, what was that?
Liar, whore, and you know it.
What is that from?
De Niro. I have no idea.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
That has to be added to the De Niro page.
That is perfect. Yeah. Liar.
Go dig a whore.
Did you just pull up all our horror clips?
Yeah, all the whores. Right.
And that's when the whores come in.
Liar, whore, and you know it. Go dig a whore.
Well, I have to tell you, liar, whore is my new favorite.
I love that.
What's the one with him and Leo DiCaprio?
Oh, This Boy's Life.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh. I didn't know that.
That's a very good movie.
It is.
I forgot the liar whore part, though.
Hit it one more time, Casey, if you would, please.
Liar whore, and you know it.
Whore. All right. A man faces trial and accusations
for laundry.
He's wigging out, calling his sister a whore and a liar over
for
and over.
Laundry.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
I'm going to tell Grandma.
Whores come in.
I'm going to tell Grandma. Yeah, we're adults.
All right. A man faces trial on accusations that he threatened to shoot up a Grove City restaurant after a teenage employee refused to send him naked photos. The judge held over charges of making terroristic threats and disorderly conduct against Hunter Gerstberger of Rostraver, Pennsylvania.
What?
Yeah, Gerstberger was charged after...
Well, Mr. Gerstbump's supposed to...
Gerstbumps. It was an incident at McDonald's. Police were called to the restaurant that afternoon when a manager reported the 16-year-old female employee received a threat from Gerstberger via Snapchat. The girl told police...
French fries, apple pie, and a picture of your cooter.
Oh, my God.
The girl told police that Gerstberger asked her to send nude photos of herself through the social media app through Snapchat.
Can you believe that?
When she refused, he responded with, "I'm going to shoot up your McDonald's. McDonald's in Grove City."
At least he specified.
Screenshots of the conversation.
Is that the right location?
She got screenshots of the... he made several other threats, too, but she had screenshots, and police obtained a search warrant for his phone. And he admitted to talking to the girl on Snapchat and asking for nude photos, but said that he thought the girl was 18.
Mm-hmm.
He told police that he had gotten mad, which is why he made the threat.
I thought she was of age. That's why I threatened to shoot up the place.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then we'll do one more story and then wrap up. Let's go with this. This is right out of Catch Me If You Can. A bank employee in Boston's Hyde Park neighborhood has been accused of forging a $65,000 check at the bank to buy himself a new BMW. Damien Evans has been
charged.
You're
going to want to keep that.
With embezzlement from a bank, forgery of a check, and uttering a false check, the man held a customer service position at the Cambridge Trust. And while working at the bank last June, authorities said Evans forged a $65,000 treasurer's check to buy a new BMW. Bank officers told police that Evans generated a treasurer's check for an unknown reason. When confronted about the generated check, Evans reportedly told bank officers that he had drafted the check as a mistake and deleted the transaction. However, he was not able to produce the physical check.
And I also have another check here for a bajillion dollars.
A video from the time that the check was reportedly generated showed Evans assisting no customers. On June 16th, the alleged forged check was used to buy a blue BMW X6. The vehicle was registered and inspected on the same day the vehicle's title was issued on June 30th. Bank officials contacted police to report the treasurer's check transaction, and he was fired from the bank the next day. Then the police came and got
him.
Then
the whores came.
Yeah, that's when he was a liar. He was a whore.
That's when the whores come in.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
I love that. All right, and there you go. That is the Bizarre File that we have for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.